session number 23140 real 5.
Mick Corboy, Reel 5. I was asking you whether you liked it in Palestine or not.
Did I?
Did you like it in Palestine or not?
Well, I say I found it interesting. In actual fact, I was the King David Hotel was blown up at one point, and I've got a picture taken with a group of my platoon that was taken in the YMCA, which was next door to that, and it was taken the day before the bomb went off. But there was quite a lot of people were injured in that, but the lads weren't all that sympathetic because they always reckoned, can I say a rude word?
Yeah, of course.
They always reckoned it was an officer's brothel anyway, and they weren't worried about it, you know. I went to Jerusalem at one point and saw the which is it? Which one is it now? The one that's been in the news recently.
Which was?
Church of the.
Oh, the Church of the Nativity.
That's right.
In Bethlehem.
That's right, Church of the Nativity, yeah. And I was quite disappointed, but when I got in there, it said that this is thought to be the birthplace of Jesus, and yet all along I'd been told that it was that the actual spot, you know. There seemed to be a lot of dissension about it. But we didn't have a lot. I went at one point. I was went to
Lebanon.
Lebanon, yes, it was a Lebanon. Yeah.
Beirut.
Beirut. Thank you. Beirut. I went on a 3-day leave there, and then. Later on, we went up there on up with a company, and we had to do we had to march up the top of the hill and run all the way down. The most beautiful houses all the way up the hill, really beautiful, amazing place.
Whilst you were in Palestine, did you feel yourself to be in much danger?
Not really. At that time, I think we had plenty of we had to adjust ourselves. You see, from being fighting soldiers, we had to be more or less. I don't know what you could call it, like a sort of police force, really. But we weren't involved to that extent. You know, we weren't. Really allowed to fraternise, so it was very difficult.
Were you there till the end, till Israel was formed?
No. After being at Castina for about a year or so, we were moved up to Haifa. And while I was at Haifa, rather interestingly, there was a plague of locusts. And after that, there was a plague of flying geese. And I was beginning to think that the testaments were coming true. Amazing to see these locusts, first of all, and then how many of these geese, there were thousands of them, flying all over the place, great lumbering birds. Yeah, it was amazing.
How do you feel now about having served with Nine Para in the Second World War?
Oh, I think it's a pretty great thing, you know. We're all quite proud of having done it.
Did you have any after effects of active service?
No. No, I think I've always been a bit of a lightweight. I've never really taken life seriously, you know. And although I've seen some pretty horrible sights, it's never affected me to that extent.
When were they particularly horrible?
I think possibly I've been lucky because even from D-Day onwards, I was fighting a retreating enemy. I mean, I feel sorry for those men that come from the Western Desert, you know, to fight in Normandy, because they'd really been up against it. They'd been chased over the desert backwards and forwards, and they'd really had to had hard hand-to-hand fighting. Well, at no time was they ever involved in actual hand-to-hand fighting. I know some of the battalion were, but I always seem to be quite lucky in a lot of respects. I didn't get a lot of hard action, you know. I'm always rather embarrassed about being thought of a sort of, I wouldn't say hero, but, you know, I always felt as if I was just along for the ride. when I got to Haifa, we were there for about a month or so, and then it was very cold that year. There was ice and snow, which is very unusual for Palestine, and it was still around about February. And then suddenly one day I was asked if I'd like to be the orderly sergeant of the headquarter company, and I said yes. Thought that'd be a good skive. And I really enjoyed getting up in the morning and sitting in that the barber's chair and getting the shave done. And anyway, I then got orders that I've got to go back to England. And I've been posted to the Territorial Army as a sergeant instructor. And I was posted back to Aldershot. And I went back to Aldershot, and anyway, I was going to lunch break one day, and one of the guys in the barrack room said, where are you going with that rifle, Mick? And I said, why? He said, you don't have to carry a rifle here. And I felt really naked, because after being all that time in Palestine, you didn't dare leave a rifle around. You had to take it, it was like a lady's handbag. Anyway, I got used to that. But I felt really undressed, you know, for the first few days. But anyway, I got this posting, and I was posted as a company sergeant major to Southampton. And when I got to Southampton, I ran across the colonel that was in charge of the Indian when I went to India. And we'd never hit it off for some reason. And not that he knew a lot about me, but he said, I'm not having you as a company sergeant major. So I hadn't even put my badge of rank up anyway. But he wouldn't accept me as a company sergeant major. I said, well, fair enough. And I didn't know who I could appeal to, so I just lost the promotion. But at that point, a sergeant turned up from London, and he said, would you like to change, because my wife lives down here in Southampton and I have to commute back and forwards all the time. So I said, yeah, I'll get away from this gentleman. So I swapped places with him, went to London, and I finished up in Ealing, West London, and I spent a happy 3 years with the Territorial Army. And I met my wife there, because she was the sister-in-law of the caretaker that I was at the drill hall, or TA centre, I should say. And I had a very happy company there. And I'm still in touch with the widow of the ex-sergeant major of that company. And she's now very nearly blind. And every Friday I go up and see her and do all our paperwork, things like that.
When did you finish?
Finish what?
The TA, in the TA.
I finished after 3 years with the TAE, so it'd be 1950. That was the end of my army service, and I decided to come out and back to civil life. So from 1950, for 3 years, I went to work at a Forestland factory in West London, a tyre and rubber company. And in the meantime, I did 3 years with my army reserve. I did with the Territorial Army. Stayed with the rank of sergeant and had many enjoyable weekends off and annual camps.